online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Heavy rains causing travel disruption across Kent this lunchtime as a weather warning remains in place. On the M2, one lane's closed in each direction near Gillingham because of flooding. On the train, southeastern services are at a standstill between Rochester and Sittingbourne because of water on the tracks. Meantime, firefighters have been called to Sittingbourne to rescue several people stranded inside broken down vehicles following flooding in the Stockbury Valley. A yellow alert issued over the weekend's been extended until 6 tomorrow morning. Forecasters say three times as much rain's going to fall within an hour today as we'd normally get for the whole month.
KMFM News.
Three people, including two police officers, have been shot dead by a man who'd taken a woman hostage in Belgium. A bystander was among the victims before the man was killed by the authorities in the eastern city of Liège. Officials say two other people were hurt. Anti-terror police are investigating. Figures show the number of Year 6 pupils classed as severely obese in England is nearly double that of those in reception. Stats analysed by the local government association show 22,000 10 and 11-year-olds fall in the category. Nicole Barbarian is a dietitian. She says there's only one way to tackle it.
You're looking at a whole family approach. We know that the state of the family, particularly the parents, has a direct correlation to what happens to the children. So if a mother or father is overweight, it's correlated to the weight of the child.
Here in Kent, almost a quarter of children starting school were overweight. That goes up to nearly a third by year six. Donald Trump has confirmed that a top North Korean official is heading to New York for talks on a planned summit. The US president insists there's a great team in place for discussions, which he called off earlier this month. Emergency services have been called after a man collapsed and died at a petrol station in Canterbury. It happened just before 4:30. Yesterday evening at the Esso garage in Wincheap. Paramedics say he passed away at the scene. A major road in Maidstone is expected to be closed for most of the day because of a sinkhole. It opened up on the A26 Tunbridge Road outside the Taj Barming last night. The road shuts in both directions while the damage is assessed. Mohammed Islam drove by just before it appeared.
It felt as if my car went over a bump or a dip. And so they closed it down. There's a big dip. And then probably about 20 minutes later, there's a big sinkhole. It all just collapsed.
Malcolm works at a laundrette nearby and says they've not been told when it'll reopen.
No one said anything. I haven't seen anyone there this morning, so just waiting for people to come down. Because of the traffic, the divert and the traffic, yeah, the business won't take so much today as it usually does.
You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man who's been on the run for 20 years has been jailed after being caught coming back into the UK through Dover. The 45-year-old was stopped at the Eastern Docks in March, 2 decades after being charged with harassment of a woman and false imprisonment. He's been locked up for a month after the alleged victim no longer wanted to press charges. Volunteers are gathering in part of Kent today to stop 100 tonnes of potatoes from going to waste. Good growing conditions this year means there's been a surplus, and one farmer near Broadstairs realised he wouldn't make any money from his crop. Instead, he's letting people from the gleaning network collect them for free and distribute them to people in need. Carrie Eales is from the organisation. She says a huge amount of food that's grown goes to waste.
Not that it's necessarily the farmer's fault, but it's just like market demands can be extremely challenging. So when you take into account things like gluts and cosmetic issues, things like that, there's huge amounts of projects that farmers are actually unable to sell.
Meantime, an Ashford-based charity has revealed it saved enough food for more than 500,000 meals last year. Fair Share Kent, which collects surplus food from supermarkets and distributes it to those in need, stopped almost 215 tonnes from going to waste in 2017. They helped feed more than 12,000 people each week. And Canterbury's biggest pub is now open following a £2.5 million makeover. The Sir Thomas Ingoldsby in Burgate has been closed for more than 4 months while a 13-bedroom hotel was created. It's also got a new bar and dining area on the second floor.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and if the weather clears up, Kent will be taking on Somerset in the One Day Cup later. later. It comes off the back of a 4-wicket win over Glamorgan on Friday and a victory over Hampshire on Sunday, where they won by just one run. Play is due to get underway at 2 at Canterbury. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.